Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today, I think we both, the criminal police chief of Slovenia and me from Austria, are very, very proud to come to an end with a project which was very, very successful. As you know, crime, especially organized crime, spreads over Europe. Many of those groups are originated in Southeast Europe, especially from the Western Balkans. And we all had to find strategies and tactics how to tackle it. And of course you have two opportunities to do, because you have to work together. That's the principle, work together with all the police forces in Europe and also with the police forces on the Western Balkan, on the same level, shoulder on shoulder. This is one of the principles. You have two opportunities. You can, within projects, go to those countries in the Western Balkans and assemble those police officers into one police school class and try to tell them how we do, which methods we have, which instruments we have. We didn't choose this method. We said we want to go into direct operational work in real existing cases, tackle real existing organized crime groups together, shoulder on shoulder, with all those friends. And we want to bring operational results within this project. This is a rather new approach. And what we needed for that are absolute strong partners. And whenever we go to Southeast Europe, we ask our Slovenian colleagues to be partner, to be on board, because we know them very close. We have a very close, trustful relationship, and our Slovenian colleagues have two big advantages. On the first side, it's a police. The Slovenian police force is a Western, Central European police force. Has the Central European speed, performance, effectiveness, top-level police. On the other side, they know the culture, they know the language from Southeast Europe, from the Western Balkans. They understand sometimes much more than we do. And therefore, through many, many projects in the past, and especially through this project, I think we were very, very good partners, working shoulder on shoulder, really, and had very, very good results. Of course, the police forces of all the other countries, especially Hungary, of course, Europol was very important. Of course, Eurojust was very important. But I think the tactics and the strategy we had within this project to tackle so many organized crime groups, to make so many seizures, to make so many arrests, to make so many special police work together with almost all the European and all the Western Balkan colleagues. This was, I think, our main goal. And until now, I observe about 20 years working together within projects, within European projects into Southeast Europe, but I have never seen such a successful operational project with those number of results in whenever you can make a few to arrests, to seizures, to destroyed organized crime groups. I've never seen those big amount of results. Many, many thanks to everybody, every police officer within these operations. Many thanks to our project partners. Many thanks to the project leaders, the project leader and his team. It's very, very easy in Austria to explain to the public, to explain to the parliament that police, that European police is able to tackle organized crime in a very effective way. Many, many thanks.